What does it mean to be a leader in cancer care? At Davis Hospital Cancer Center, we know. It means a team of experts providing exceptional care using advanced technology and treatment plans designed specifically for each of our patients. And our nurse patient navigators are here to make your experience convenient and comfortable. To find out how our expert team could help you, contact us at davishospital.org. The Cancer Center at Davis Hospital and Medical Center, a Steward family hospital in partnership with physician owners.
There are those who say,
leave well enough alone.
If it isn't broken, don't fix it.
You don't mess with success.
While others have something quite different to say. The Lexus RX, with dynamic handling and available 12.3-inch touchscreen, it's the best-selling luxury crossover of all time. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Click the banner to discover more.
Yo, what's up, everyone? This is Isaac Weishaupt, and you're listening to the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture Podcast. On this episode, you can expect to hear me ramble on and provide you with some answers to questions I've solicited from you through various forms of social media. As you know, there's the Illuminati Watcher Facebook page. There's a YouTube channel and a Twitter account, or you can just email me your comment right on the website on IlluminatiWatcher.com. Lately, I've been busy, so I've been kind of slacking on replying to some of the comments. I do read them all, though, so if you write it, I'll read it. If I have time, I'll respond. I usually do. Just in the last maybe month or two, things have been pretty hectic and crazy. I've had a lot of opportunities and been on a couple really awesome podcasts like Mark Devlin's Good Vibrations and Robert Phoenix's Farcast. I've got links on IlluminatiWatcher.com for both of those. You can navigate to those through the on the top of the page. There's a thing that says IW Podcast. That's where you can find my podcast and also the when I'm guest on other people's podcasts. And actually, I want to take a minute out here. I want to thank you guys for dropping the reviews on iTunes for the show, because I asked you for that on my most recent podcast I did with William Ramsey and the West Memphis 3 stuff. And as you know, I'm in a love-it-hate-it relationship with this podcast. It's hard to find time to do it. But on the last one, I asked you guys, hey, if you like it, leave some reviews on iTunes or Stitcher, and sure as hell you did. On iTunes, I've got 8 reviews, so big shout-out to everyone who did that. There's no reviews on Stitcher yet. That's fine. That's cool. It's all good. But, you know, if you want to leave a review on Stitcher, that'd be great. And again, yeah, just keep them coming. Keep reviewing on iTunes. Keep reviewing on Stitcher. That bumps up the ratings on the show. It gets more publicity, more exposure. And that's more stuff I can do with that and leverage for the website. So, kudos. To get to the Q&A stuff, I'm just gonna rattle off some of the stuff that I got and just answer them. So, the first thing, let's talk about, someone asked me if I'm a Christian, and most of you already know the answer to that, and that is yes. I try not to mention it too often because there's a certain amount of hypocrisy in my works, because I realize I'm not a good Christian, I'm not a good example. I don't want people to be like, oh, that guy thinks he's a Christian, huh? I don't want any of that kind of attitude. So I typically just don't bring it up. But the more I'm learning on this journey, I'm finding that everything is pointing back to religion. At first, I wanted to keep it real secular, but over the last 4 years that I've really delved into this thing, I'm finding that the agenda of the Illuminati, quote unquote, turns out to just be a satanic agenda. I don't know why it's taken me there. I feel like there's a certain power bringing me to that, but I'm trying to also keep it somewhat secular, but the more I'm finding out is it's truly a battle for our souls. So I don't want to get too Bible thumpy on everybody, but that's where it's headed as far as I can see so far. So anyways, yeah, that's the answer to that question. someone asked if I've lost any friends because of this whole Illuminati Watcher branding, and the answer is no. I've made friends, including you all. So thanks for doing that. I actually don't really publicize that I do this to too many people. My close personal friends know about it. I don't know if they even give a shit about it. If they're listening, I'll be proven wrong. But I wouldn't say I lost any friends because of it. I don't really tell people that don't know me well enough to know that I'm not kind of crazy, because that just seems to be the way society is set up. It's programmed to think that conspiracies are crazy, but in all reality, most people believe in some version of a conspiracy theory. Somebody asked why they do the symbolism right in front of us. This is a concept I talked about in my first book, A Grand Unified Conspiracy Theory, where I explained the purpose of symbolism and why it's all around us. And the example I used to convey this message is during the World War II, the Nazi Party used to do parades and gatherings where they would take up to 30,000 flags and signs of the swastika, and they would parade around. Now, why do you think they did that? This symbol was used to embed a certain message into the subconscious of the German people, and that was pride in the German heritage and Hitler's plan for them. That's why the horrific things happened that did happen. And I do believe in the Holocaust, by the way, since we're talking about it. But that's the basic essential of it, is the symbolism talks to us on a subconscious level. They do it right in front of us because they know most people are too oblivious and don't care. And it seems outrageous, but that's the fact of the matter. Most people care more about football and reality television than they do conspiracies. Another question, who is the most evil? And that's kind of open-ended, but I'm going to say that's kind of a trick question, because, as you know, most of my theories, I say that these celebrities they're not really in the Illuminati, and they probably don't even realize what they're doing. They're just trying to make a buck. But if I were to guess, out of all the celebrities who perhaps understands what's going on, I'd say it's probably Madonna, because she studies the Kabbalah. I don't necessarily know that she's evil, but if any of them were to be evil, that would be my guess. Who's my favorite conspiracy theorist? Well, other than me, I suppose, I'd say Freeman. Freeman Fly for sure, because I used to be David Icke. A lot of people, my first book, I talk a lot about David Icke because he was a huge influence on me, and he got me interested in all of this. Actually, Bill Cooper was the very first one, but David Icke really explained it well. But the more I learn, the more I feel like Icke is a disinfo agent on some levels. I'll explain that another time, but Freeman seems to really know the truth, and he's taken me from the scratching the surface to going real heavy into the occult symbolism and why it happens. So I'd say Freeman. Someone asked which book they should get of mine, and I would say it kind of depends on where you're at in your journey. If you were to just get one book, of course, you know I've got them bundled on my website. You can get them all for one low price. But I would say, so basically, A Grand Unified Conspiracy Theory, that was when I first started this whole thing, and that was basically a beginner's guide to conspiracy theory. And the idea behind that was you could take this book and you could read it and you could explain what it says to normal, rational people, family members, and it wouldn't sound insane. I wanted to pull out the valid arguments that people had and explain it to everyone, people who aren't real familiar with this stuff, because honestly, you know, most of us don't have the time to sit here and read through all these wacky conspiracy theorist claims and fact check them. I'm just a loser and I love it, so I get into it. But that's the idea behind A Grand Unified Conspiracy Theory. It's kind of very basic, more of the beginner's level, but some of it's kind of advanced. I think I went a little hardcore on some of it, but you know, that was my first book, whatever. My second book was Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic. That was when I first started learning about Freeman. I started formulating all this stuff together, and the magic symbolism and the occult stuff is more of where Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic goes. It's mostly about hip hop. There's a little bit of pop music in it. The principle applies to everything in entertainment. The Kubrick's Code Book, it's basically just film analysis of Stanley Kubrick. So if you're into Stanley Kubrick, it's pretty cool. Even if you're not, it's cool. But it's mostly a film analysis of his movies. Four of them, I should say. 2001 Space Odyssey, Eyes Wide Shut, Clockwork Orange, and The Shining. Almost everybody's seen at least a couple of those. And my most recent work, the Google Transhuman Apocalypse book. That's not the title. I don't even know the title. The title was so damn long, I already forget it, and I wrote the thing. But basically, that's a continuation. It's kind of an appendix to both The Grand Unified and Sacrifice, because it takes the different aspects of the transhuman and the occult agendas, and it talks about how Google is employing them and pushing us down a certain path. All right, that's enough of that. So the next question, who's the best rapper of all time? That's another tough one. I would say that kind of depends on, it's kind of relative on what aspect you're talking about. So I've listened to rap music my whole life, and the old school rap is a little different than the new school rap. That's actually a lot different. And the newer stuff is, they use more wordplay and like kind of rhythm in their stuff. So for instance, if you were to go off of rhythm and cadence and kind of like the flow, as they call it, I would say I like Project Pat from the 3-6 Mafia. There you go, that's me being a hypocrite again. I listen to a rap group called 3-6 Mafia. So as far as wordplay goes and who has like clever little lyrics that rhyme and stuff, I would say Lil Wayne, even though I've heard he's got a ghostwriter. I don't know if that's true. That's the rumor. I don't really care. I like Lil Wayne. If we're talking about old school, we're talking, that's more of a time when they had more intellectual lyrics and they did a little bit more storytelling, which was a more quality rap product. Today's rap's pretty awful, but if we're talking about like storytelling, it's got to be Notorious B.I.G. for sure. And if we're talking just kind of overall, like if you had to say who's your favorite rapper, I actually like Wu-Tang Clan the most, but I realize that's not one rapper, that's a group of rappers. So if you were to really nail it down and say you have to pick one, I would say Tupac Shakur, because he balances all of those things really well. So there you go. I could talk all day about rap music, but that's my answer to that. And that's all the questions I got for this time, so that wasn't bad. I'm going to do this again probably in another 6 months. And speaking of which, let's talk a little bit about what's in store for the future for IlluminatiWatcher.com. There's lots of exciting stuff going on. I'm currently working on a couple books. They're in the very formative stages, so I don't know exactly what the topics are going to be. I have a rough idea where I want to take them. You probably won't see them for another year or so. It just depends. Sometimes I get on a real blitz and I'll just go nuts and write 50 pages in a day. Sometimes it's like one a week for 3 months or something. I've got more great podcasts lined up. I've got some good guests in store. I don't want to say their names in case they can't make it, but I've got some real good guests coming on here soon. I know I'm not the greatest at keeping up on the podcast, but I'll try to get those done in the next 2 or 3 months. I'm planning on working some real unique articles for the website where I'm going to cover some topics that you haven't seen anywhere else. Because as you know, IlluminatiWatcher.com is the latest, greatest for pop culture, Illuminati symbolism. And speaking of the books, I was going to ask, cause since you did so well on leaving the reviews on iTunes, I was going to ask those of you that have read my other books, you can leave reviews on whatever avenue it is that you bought them. Even if you didn't buy them on Amazon, you can leave a review on Amazon. It'll just say it's a non-verified review, but those will help me out a ton. So drop some reviews. I'd appreciate that the most. And speaking of which, I actually just published all the books on iTunes and Nook, except for that Google one. That one's only available on Amazon. So now you can get all the books either on iTunes, Barnes & Noble's Nook, Amazon, which is one of the most popular, by the way. And you can also get them on IlluminatiWatcher.com, because I've got like the ads for the bundled deals. You can click on that, and that's the cheapest way to get them is on IlluminatiWatcher.com through the bundled deals. Anyways, yeah, so if you could leave the reviews on the books, that'll help me steer the like where I kind of suck at, where I lack at, and help me, you know, clean it up for the next book. Well, unless you just love it, then by all means, drop it on me. So, anyways, I'll get back at you later, so be sure to stay tuned. Sign up for that free email newsletter I've got going on the website. You can find the link for that, and I'll holler at you later. Peace.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired fitness celebrity Billy Blanks.
Okay, everybody, our car just got a broken windshield. How about we blow off some steam? Now punch, now kick.
Mr. Blanks, there's no need to be stressed. Geico makes it easy to file a claim online, on the app, or over the phone.
Yeah, but what if I never hear back? That's gonna make me wanna go jab and jab.
Nope. Your Geico claims team is always there for you.
Okay, do I still get my post-workout protein shake?
Sure, Billy. Geico, great service without all the drama.